Hello there, this is Al the Bishop Hobbs.
Rest in power. AM 1310, The Light.
Indianapolis.
This is Al the Bishop Hobbs.
We pay tribute to Al the Bishop Hobbs on AM 1310, The Light.
239-1310. 239-1310. We go back to the phones. Miss Benetta Sloss Tanner, part of the gospel family on this radio station for many, many years. Also, a longtime colleague with Al the Bishop Hobbs. Miss Benetta, how you doing?
Praise the Lord. And to all my family that is with me and listening to this celebration of a great man that I have had through all of his years of giving his contributions. And I'm just so glad that I can sit here and be able to tell somebody that God is for real And I just know that he came through a lot of sickness, but the main thing is God has, he cares, because he is the Son of God, and all of those blessings he's given everybody. So how are you doing? This is the main thing. I always worry about you, Brother Amos.
You know, now I'm doing it as well as can be expected, because it's as all of you say, if you, we have to respect God's plan.
That's right.
He has a plan for all of us.
That's right.
And stuff is going to work on his order, not our order.
That's right.
But it's also remembering what is coming out in everyone that we're talking to is the generous spirit of this man. And when somebody has that kind of spirit, that's, you have had God in you.
I know that's right. And I can feel it, because, you know, the main thing that everybody doesn't understand about all the plannings that you are getting from what God has given you down through your years, you never know what is going to happen to you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But the main objective, if you keep looking up, you know where you're going to go. And see, that's what happened to Alphonse Earle, you know. I always called him Alphonse Earle because of two reasons. He had a blessing. I remember when he first started out and he was just a young kid and living, working right here in Indianapolis and doing things, and the next thing you know, doors began to open. And we sat around for 30-something years at that radio station giving back to those who needed to have a word, needing to find some things.
You know,
they all would write music, talk music, do anything that would be necessary for all of us to find what direction we're going, and all I have to do is say, your heartbeat, and everybody knew
there you go.
It was in the work.
You know,
it was in the plan.
It's interesting. In an interview that you will hear on our sister station, 106.7 WTLC, on Sunday morning, this coming Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, Kim Wells sat down with me and Jay Johnson, who just happened to be in town for a function with his daughter.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Jay and the AM. You, first of all, you get to hear it on the FM this Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on Access Indy with Kim Wells, and then you'll hear it on Afternoons with Amos the early part of this coming week. But one of the things that, I mentioned in that interview is, you know, with all this discussion, Ms. Burnetta and Richard Hunter and Lamar Campbell has now joined us, where they talk about college and career ready, that you're not anybody unless you got an education that's college and career ready.
Mm-hmm.
Al Hobbs had none of that.
None.
But he was able to run businesses, run enterprises, open doors for people without having the so-called college and career ready education.
Yeah, and I always talk about him, Amos, about the voice. You know, in media, you got to have a voice. And, you know, all Brother had to do is just open up and people could hear the voice. And everybody knew what was coming down and how it was going. A lot of people never understood why Jesus has made so many plans for everybody.
Well,
I mean, I'm 78 years old. I didn't know that I was going to live this long to tell somebody that I'm still teaching and I'm still directing. I'm still telling people what's going to go on. But the Lord fixed it so.
Bernetta, what's his legacy?
How many legacies you want me to
How many?
How many? Wait a minute, little brother. How many do you want me to etch into one big one? You know, the main thing when I would go over there to, what was the name of that store? 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. The original, before the Slurpee. There you go.
Yeah. And my brother was running around still talking and saying to other people who were coming in for everything but what they were looking for, like a can of soup or looking for some beans. He was still giving that energy that people knew how he was coming and where he was going.
All right, Sister Burnett, it's Lost Tanner. We appreciate that. Let me go to a quick phone call. Brother Lamar Campbell, into this conversation. Let me go to Bishop Gunthrie. Hi there.
Praise the Lord, Amos.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to give tribute also to Al, the Bishop Hobbs. First of all, our prayers do go out to the family in this time. But, you know, I just want to say that, you know, we are really going to miss Al, because he was really one of a kind. So I'd have to say ditto to what everyone else has said in regards to him. I met Al many years ago, and I remember when he moved here from Louisville, Kentucky, and he was singing with the group, if I'm not mistaken, called the Traveling Notes.
Mm.
And I was still a young girl, and I was singing as well with the Oliver Youth Choir. And it's just so many wonderful things and positive things that Al did for the gospel music industry, not only in this city but outside of the city, and for the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And so we do appreciate you taking the time to allow this tribute to go out to him, and just want to say that, you know, he will be remembered. Al was a very kind-hearted and loving person. And, you know, he never changed. When you met him,
right,
the way you met him, the kindness, the love that he showed, the friendship, never changed. And he opened doors for so many people. I remember specifically he allowed me the opportunity to be on the Bobby Jones Gospel Explosion.
Mm.
And it's just, you know, so many of us can go on and on and on about his legacy and about who he was. But the main thing is that he was a person that allowed everyone opportunities. If you wanted to press forward, he would give you that opportunity to do that. And so we just thank God for his life. You know, we pray for the family, and we know that he is in a better place because he's with the Lord. And thank you so much, Amos, for allowing me this few moments.
All right, thank you, Bishop. Let me go to Janice, then we'll weave my brothers that are here. Hi, Janice.
Hi, how are you doing, Amos?
Fine.
I just want to say that this is definitely a shock to me. I turned the TV on last night, and then all of a sudden I saw Al Bishop Hall. I'm like, is that the Al we know?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it can't be. But it was definitely a shock to the system. And I just want to say that to the family especially, that Al Hobbs was definitely a God sent to this city and to the community he served. And he will definitely be missed. And but unfortunately, he was taken away too soon. Just like, you know, everyone else that we love and care for, we always say that they were just taken away too soon, because there's still a lot of work to be done. And if anyone could do it, Al could do it, or see to it that it would get done.
Yeah,
everyone knows that.
Absolutely. Lamar Campbell, people are talking about Al Hobbs opening doors for people. He opened a big door for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have so many fond memories. And first I want to start off by saying I do not remember when he first started.
You're not that generation.
I do not remember when he first started. But he had already done so much when I met him. It made me really kind of want to follow in his footsteps, the journey of the gospel music. I mean, I remember the early days down in the radio station where he would just let us come in and sit down in the office and just see what he was doing and how he did it. And that's why many of us know how to do some of the things in terms of communicating and handling business, in terms of the backside of the gospel music industry today. And I remember so many times sitting on 16th Street, the IHOP there, writing songs on little pieces of on napkins.
If that was just those walls have got torn down, good talk.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And so many great songs were written on napkins, and we wrote a lot of songs together. He would put the lyrics and have the melodies, and I would sit down to the piano, and you know, many of the great songs like So You Would Know, and All Is Well, and you know, To the Lord, and a lot of the songs that you guys have been kind of playing, a lot of those songs we did together with the Indie Mass Gospel Workshop of America, and then also with my own personal group. I can say that there was not one special event that we did not, one album release, not one recording, and we've done a lot. So that he wasn't there to support, and he didn't have to. We don't require that of each other. We didn't require that of each other, but he was just that kind of guy that wanted to make sure you knew he was there.
Lamar, you mentioned the songwriting, and I think that listeners who don't do that don't realize that the writing, the creating of the song that singers and musicians and choirs and whatever can sing from now until God calls all of us home, that is the tangible legacy of a performer.
The tangible legacy. And he had a knack for knowing, you know, you could bring him a song and he could tell you what was wrong with it and what was right with it.
Mm.
And a lot of times it was just a matter of shifting a bridge over or adding an extra vamp or something like that. But he always had a knack. And one of the things I know that was really a gift from God that God gave him was the ability to know how to make a song come off of a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and connect it to actual people's hearts.
Right.
So, and everybody can't do that, you know. So, and he's such a people person until everything that he did had, it gave, you know, he tried to give glory to God and what he was doing for his music through the music, and that it would bless people and touch people's hearts and make sure that they could, move from whatever place they were to the next place. So that's just one of the things I really appreciate about
it. Let me jump in there for a second, because Al did something for Lamar that he did for a lot of groups. The lady that was on right before Lamar was Mary Guthrie. Mm-hmm. And Mary Guthrie, we know as Piggy.
Yeah.
and her group.
Hey, Mary.
She would get all of those, he would get all those young people that was coming up, those young choirs, and make sure that they were intermingled with stars and put them on their shows so they would get exposed to what it's like to be a star, to want to write, to want to sing, to want to be a mass choir, to want to be better, to want to excel in their ministry. Am I not right, Lamar?
Absolutely.
You did the same thing for your group.
Absolutely. And there's no way you could be around him for any length of time and not elevate your thinking, elevate your presentation of what you just couldn't be raggedy around him.
No.
Yeah. If you're going to be around him, you go get a facelift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and so many things that we can't even put into words that he poured into us to let us know. It's hard to find somebody right now that will sit down and take time to talk to you about what it actually takes to be a gospel recording artist and to move forward into the nations. About putting songs together, putting CDs together. People just don't want to do that anymore. But Al was an open book, whatever he knew. If you were sincere and wanted to glean from him, he made himself available to you for that. And I praise God for his life and for
and he did it selfishly.
Unselfishly.
Yeah, he was open.
Yeah.
Was talking with somebody earlier, and we were talking about Al, and it says he was doing branding before branding became cool.
Yeah, well, it was before branding was called branding. And that's exactly what it was. And it, you know, what even with he would look at a group and he could formulate an image or, you know, our direction that they should take or go down, and he just really had a knack for that. And it's more to gospel music than having a good voice and having a good song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much that goes into that. And I mean, he was just a wealth of knowledge. And I'm so glad that, you know, the Indianapolis community has been able to be exposed to that. You know, in some ways, had Al Hobbs not been around, you know, a lot of us that are known nationally would not be.
Right.
So, you know, he was definitely a path, a door opener in terms of the national marketplace. And then also, as we celebrate his life, I want to put this little shout out early. And I call it the Indianapolis Gospel Fam. We're going to have a time to come together and, we're going to put together a really big mass choir, and we're going to, reminisce some of the songs that he wrote and made popular down through the years. So I'm excited about, being able to kind of start spearheading that. And as we get details, I know we'll be able to, let people know about those rehearsals and stuff.
Now, is that for something this fall, or is that for?
It's actually, it will be a part of the homegoing.
Part of the homegoing. Yeah. So singers need to be alert.
Alert.
They need to watch their email and their text messages.
Right. Because
when the call comes, it's going to be quick.
It's going to be quick. And bring your good singing, because that's what we're going to need.
No, because he up there with you talk about the ultimate voice choir.
Right.
That's the ultimate choir is up in heaven. Surly Jackson is another of the alumni of AM 1310, The Light, work with Al Hobbs. Shirley, your thoughts?
Oh, praise the Lord, Amos.
Praise the Lord.
And all of your people in the studio.
Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley.
Hey, just wanted to say a little bit about Al. I wasn't one of the workers under him at AM 1310. But I came along after with Sugar Dolores Poindexter. But Al was a great part of my life in teaching and giving me ideas and stuff, because I was in the quartet. And he and Sugar embraced me. The radio station embraced me. And it was so many times that I sat down in the Leo office and shared, and we would laugh and talk about different things. And just in April, we were together with the Charles Soul Singers out to Mother Martin's at the Sanctuary Church.
Yeah, we were all there together. I remember.
Yeah, Lamar. And we had a great time. I mean, that was just Al. And he was our iconic James Cleveland of Indianapolis, of the world. I mean, this man was just Al the Bishop Hobbs. And I'm sending out prayers to his family, to his children, and to, like Lamar said, our gospel family. We're going to miss him.
Absolutely.
Because he was just a wealth of knowledge.
The chain has been broken.
Well, thank God for you all giving this memory tribute to him today. And let's keep everyone lifted up. Thank you so much, Emma, for your time.
All right. Thank you, Shirley. 239-1310. 239-1310. You can send us an email at praiseindy.com, or you can send us a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. 239-1310. 239-1310. We'll break for traffic, some messages, and we will continue our celebration remembering a multifaceted person. A unique individual, a person from humble beginnings, who reached great heights but never forgot from whence he came, never forgot the lessons learned, never forgot to stay humble and grounded. And that was Al the Bishop Hobbs. A lot more of your remembrances and those of us and other special guests after these.
Hello there, this is Al the Bishop Hobbs.
Rest in power. AM 1310, The Light. AM 1310, The Light celebrates the legacy of Al the Bishop Hobbs.
All right, back to the phones and
The Light.
I was getting all excited there. Back to the phones and Norma. Hi, Norma.
Hi. I just wanted to say that it would be so good if we could have these services. I mean, this celebration when a person is, you know, like sick, maybe, and we know that they're sick, you know, so that they could enjoy some of the beautiful things that are being said about him today. And the other thing, I wonder if how many people remember when he used to do the Christmas story on Christmas morning with his beautiful voice. That was one of my favorite memories of him, too.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Uh-huh. You went back into the vault of treasured remembrances.
Yeah, that was, because it was really so
I forgot
retro.
About that, man.
And I used to get my kids up to listen to it, so it was just special with his voice and everything. All right. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Lamar Campbell everybody's talked about Al's generous spirit. Are there examples of artists, you know, like yourself, who he opened up, like the James Brown movie that started? He opened up the door and allowed folks to go in.
Yeah, and Dorothy Noah would say he paved the way. Yeah, so we call it a great storyteller. But, you know, if you think about Order My Steps, which was recorded right here in Indianapolis, that's a song that they sing everywhere. Everybody knows Order My Steps, and the voice of Order My Steps is Mimi Red. So, you know, that's another voice that he introduced to the world. We know about Angela Spivey.
Right.
Because she was an Alejo artist.
Great artist.
We know Kathy Taylor because she was an Alejo artist. And these are many artists that are just movers and shakers in the industry today that Al was able to identify the talent and the gifting and the ministry early on. And they, you know, the truth is in the pudding. You know, we're watching them flourish and grow right now. So, you know, I'm excited. And even locally, I want to shout out to Demetrius West, who just texted me. He said he wasn't able to get by here, but he sends his condolences. Mm-hmm. And I just want to speak in on behalf of all of the Indianapolis gospel family. We are saddened. Our hearts are broken. And our prayers go out to the Al Hobbs family. Especially his children, Asha, Alex, and Bridget, and we're going to be here to support you.
And I think the other thing is having, you know, talked to particularly Asha these last few weeks, as I think everybody knew he'd had two bouts fighting this and beat it.
Yes.
And everybody, you know, hey, wait a minute, you beat it once, you beat it twice, you got this.
Right.
But then, you know, that cancer, that's a monster.
It's a monster.
And I think everybody was holding out hope that, you know, you'll win the game for the third time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was able to see him last Thursday.
Mm.
And I was so thankful to be able to, you know, feel that he really knew that I was there, and that you know, I really felt a connection, and I just feel blessed to have had those moments with him before he made his transition. But he has such a big heart, you know, such a big heart, and I think it's our duty as the Indianapolis community. He blessed so many people all over the world, all over the country, but I think it's our duty in Indianapolis, especially the gospel community there, we really come together and just appreciate what he tried to do to bring us together.
Let me go to Ruth at 239-1310. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, how are you and the staff there? I just wanted to make this little comment. Al Hobbs and I go way, way back from the days of Lucille Jones and the Traveling Notes.
Along with
the S.E. Poole and the Gospel Pearls.
Mm-hmm.
And that was way before he came to the city of Indianapolis. So when he did come to the city, he was a godsend. His voice was just mesmerizing. And we all loved him and teased him so much about the bedroom voice. That's what we tell him. But he was instrumental in promoting gospel here in the city of Indianapolis, along with Sister Jones and Sister Poole, for years. He would definitely be missed. I was with his mother-in-law just last week, and we both were very, very tearful. And you know, cancer is something that you just don't know when it's coming to visit your temple. You just don't know. But God is good, and he doesn't make any mistakes. And as I told Sister Coleman, when it's your time, it's just your time. He will be missed. To the city of Indianapolis, we have lost a great trailblazer for all young people, middle-aged people, older people, just people in general. And I just wanted to share that with the city of Indianapolis, because some people do not know from which he came. He came from good roots all the way down, and he will greatly be missed.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Let me go to Harold at 239-1310. Hi, Harold.
God bless you. God bless you, Amos. Yes. I am so sad to hear about Al Hobbs.
First time,
I'm Professor Harold Weekland Jr. I worked with him back a long time ago in the 70s when we had the fellowship hour at Big Bug Temple. And my mother had a singing group called the Weakness Singers during that time. But he would really be missed. I will miss him. So y'all keep me in prayer because I need prayer. I've been sick. I'm doing a little better, but keep me in prayer too. But I want y'all to know I'm praying for the family. I'm going to say God bless y'all. And please let us know when to turn on everything. You know, I'd like to come, okay?
All right. Like I said, as soon as the family gets everything together, trust me, you will hear it a whole lot of times on these radio stations. And again, you know, in this situation, we have to be directed by family because this is their, it is for them. And I think sometimes we forget, you know, in a home going that it's for the family.
Absolutely.
And somebody that knows about that is Bishop Tom Benjamin, that knew Bishop Al Hobbs ever since Bishop Tom Benjamin has been in Indianapolis. Bishop, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Amos?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I know all of us are heartbroken.
Everybody has talked about Al's generous spirit. Why don't you start in terms of commenting on that?
Well, I think that, you know, because Al was kind of fashionable, we forget how faithful he was to the gospel. Al probably did more free things than he did paid things. You could call on him. People would call on him, you know, to MC programs and do special favors, and he hardly would ever refuse. And he used to laugh about it, you know, because he'd always say he'll never be rich because he's always trying to help the poor, you know. So, yeah, that was his spirit. That really was his spirit. You know, he dressed. He was a fashionista.
Yeah. Before it was fashionable.
Yes, sir. That's it, Bishop.
it would throw you off, you know, to think that he simply, was interested in clothes and a look, but he really was interested in people and really promoting the gospel and gospel music. And he would do anything to make that happen, whether he got paid or not. His life was really devoted to the gospel. So he had the right name. You know, he was a bishop before I was.
But there was also, Bishop Benjamin, a civic spirit to him. We talk about gospel, but the role that he played at WTLC and the role he played at Black Expo, he made did some major things that moved this city forward civically.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, you know that better than anyone, working with him as closely as you did. So often you would have to take up the slack at the station while he was trying to do something out in the community. His role with Expo was incredible. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking about how, you know, Charles Williams, Reverend Williams and Al and I and some others, we were kind of contemporaries, but Al actually was one of the driving forces in making Expo as successful as it was, particularly in the 80s and the 90s. Al was just incredible. And as a matter of fact, when Charles died, my immediate suggestion to the board and to people who I thought might have influence was don't miss the opportunity to have Al Hobbs really to take over Expo, because he's a natural born entrepreneur, promoter, impresario, and was really an excellent executive, as you well knew that from WTLC. Dr. Frank Lloyd, my dear friend, one of the greatest men who come across this, this city, picked Al. He knew what kind of person Al was in terms of his ability when he made him president and CEO of TLC. And TLC, those were glory years. We remember. Absolutely. We remember Amos Brown, and we remember Al in a special way. I talked to Jay Johnson just day before yesterday from Hawaii. I mean, I just got off a plane, and he and I were just reminiscing over how how special those days and those years were because of the irrepressible spirit of an Al Hobbs. He was a very unique person. So unique that, you know, he did everything it seemed like just the opposite of what other people
I tell you what, Bishop Benjamin, hold that thought because when you're in afternoon drive, it's not as easy going as 1 to 3 in the afternoons. I have to hit all my marks. It's like Hollywood. I got to stand and hit the marks when I hit them. So let me hit this mark, and we'll be back and pick up the conversation on the other side. It's a special edition of Afternoons with Amos as we remember our brother, our colleague, literally a unique individual, one of a kind. Really was one of a kind with Al the Bishop Hobbs.
AM 1310 The Light remembers Al the Bishop Hobbs. We will always love you. AM 1310 The Light.
And we're taking your calls, your remembrances of Al the Bishop Hobbs, Bishop Tom Benjamin. Knew Al for all of Bishop Benjamin's time here in Indianapolis. We talked about the gospel, we talked about the broadcasting, but it's also the civic part. Bishop, I mentioned earlier, I got a note from Jocelyn Tandy Adonde talking about Al's support for the back to school parade that was downtown for several years. Trying to encourage education, and then I mentioned when Moselle Sanders passed, you know, that Al galvanized to keep that tradition going, and even when the Gaither Quints were birthed, making sure that the working with Charles Williams and others, making sure those funds were there for that family.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the things that many people overlooked in his life witness. He actually, when you think about PLC, I mentioned to you that Jay Johnson, matter of fact, is going to be in town
this
weekend. Hope you get a chance to talk to him if you haven't already.
Well, and we mentioned, and it's a good time to mention that on our sister station, WTLC 106.7, on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, before you go to church on Access Indy, Kim Wells has an interview with Jay Johnson and myself, and we'll repeat that on Afternoons with Amos a little bit later in this week. But if you want to hear it first, it's got some great insights. That is this Sunday morning on our sister FM station, WTLC 106.7.
Yeah, I think, Amos, that you and Jay and there are others, but really have critical insight into how Al operated. I indicated to you that I thought that was something that that was often overlooked. But he, if you remember, as you well do, in the years that he particularly was heading up WTLC, WTLC had a strike force community impact. Al got behind almost everything that really affected us as black people. You could count on Al to stand up and support it. It kind of makes a difference when a station is locally owned and is responsible to the community versus, you know, some of the way stations are put together today. TLC is still doing a great job, but there was a different kind of an impact that was being made because Al was in the driver's seat.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's a hole in our hearts, but Scripture and faith teaches us we move on.
Yeah, we move on, and you know, the thing that we have to understand, Al might have lost the battle to cancer, but he won the war because he belonged to Jesus, and that's what people have to keep in mind, that he didn't lose, he won, and not only is he free from the pain of his sickness, but he's resting actually in the bosom of Jesus. And this is what we believe as Christians, because we knew that Al, his whole life was given to promoting Jesus Christ.
And I think
we must never forget that. That was his number one thing.
And I think the other thing, Bishop, we sometimes get lost when we talk about the problems of parenting. He raised great kids.
Yeah, you know, Al, You know, Al stayed up all night, slept half the day.
Yeah.
He had a different way. He really, really could deceive you by the fact that the way he lived his life, you know, a tree is known by the fruit it bears.
Yes.
And his children are an extension of really not only Gabrielle, but also Al's unbelievable care, concern, you know, teaching, parenting. Al didn't impress people that way, but that's the way he was.
And I will tell you, Bishop, just, you know, in the last 3 weeks and having had conversations with his daughter, Asha, she was lifting me up.
Yeah.
You know, we'd have conversations. I kind of felt, you know, things were not going to go well, and I would get down. She was lifting me up in the conversation. And I told her on a couple of times, you tell your dad how proud I am of how you're doing and how you're taking leadership of his care. That's great parenting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, like I said, you know, the tree is known by the fruit
yes,
it bears, and the children tell the story. And, he could be very proud of the investment that he made in his children, because they certainly do represent him, and their mother well.
Mm-hmm. Bishop Tom Benjamin, always good to talk to you. Thanks very, very much. Let me go to Carl at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In respect to the family, we are definitely praying for them. Al is a legend in his own time. The things that he even done for me, Amos, when I was at the OEN down at Point Park, and we went up there every Labor Day. We called it Labor Day Gospel Fest.
Mm.
And after they had that incident up there, they closed it down. And then I said, Al, I can't use Labor Day all year long. He said, well, just use the initiative. And I used LD Gospel Fest promotion, and that's who renamed it for me. That's what kind of guy he was. Mm. And the things that he even did when he can go in and make flyers and things for me, and the things that he just did. He just had a generous heart that he'll do things for you when you need him. He seemed that he couldn't say no to you.
Mm.
So, you know, he's a blessing, and he's a person that's going to be missed. And I was hearing Pastor Benjamin talk about his kids. He was really concerned about his kids and raising them and giving them the right direction. That is a plus. Being a man of all the business decision that he had to make, he still had time for his kids. And I know that's a blessing.
Yes, yes, it is.
Indianapolis is going to miss Al, Bishop Hobbs, and I know I am. Because he did a lot of things. When I get ready to bring groups into the city, he was right there and told me the things I needed to do. And hey, man, I couldn't say nothing but good things about Al.
All right, and we appreciate that. Thank you. And I know everybody listening does. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Sharon, hi there.
Hi, Amos. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I don't know too much about Al Hobbs, but there's one thing, because I was young when he was, you know, coming about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one thing I do remember, it's his voice.
Mm.
I would turn that radio on, and I would hear his voice throughout the week, and he would have such a deep voice, and it would go, the old Bishop Hobbs. And I used to love it. I loved his voice.
Mm.
And I give my condolences to his family, you know. Tell him God is good. God answers prayers.
Yes, he does.
You know, just lean on him, and he will take you all the way.
Sharon, we appreciate that. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is a special edition of Afternoons with Amos as we're spending this time between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock remembering our brother, Al the Bishop Hobbs. God called him home yesterday afternoon at the age of 71. He did so much, and you're hearing so much in things you didn't know about him, or we didn't even know about him. And it's our way of remembering his legacy and rededicating ourselves to what he stood for. We'll have a lot more. 239-1310 or send me an email, praiseindy.com, or a text message, 37890, keyword Amos. Traffic and more after these.